Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Covers the NBA for SI, Jared Zwirling with the Bull and the Fox. Jared, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys? I know a lot going on, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Crazy day.
Unbelievable, you know, you go like in a 24-hour span, like before that, the Cavs played their best game of the year against Minnesota with that crazy win, even though they still played no defense. Mm-hmm. And then they make all those trades. Like Wednesday, we're doing a show here, and for the last couple of weeks, we're saying this team's garbage. They're never going anywhere. And we're just killing them, killing them. The owner, killing the players. And now 2 days later, they come off their best win, and they make all these deals, and you know we'll see how it pans out on the court, but the optimism just boosted right back up.
It's amazing. The real general manager in the NBA is LeBron James. You know, they get Kevin Love at one point, Kyle Korver, Dwayne Wade, then Isaiah Thomas comes there, Jay Crowder. Now four new guys in one day. It's almost amazing how literally in a span of a year and a half, how many new faces come to Cleveland. It's so historic. And really, it's all about LeBron James. He's literally the executive of the year every year. I didn't think they get four guys, but you know, I think they get one guy, but four really talented guys. So it's very impressive to see. And as you just mentioned, defense has to be the number one thing. They're still one of the worst teams defensively. I love the offensive firepower that Rodney Hood brings and Jordan Clarkson, especially, you know, around 15 a game for Jordan, around 19, 18 for Rodney Hood, which should alleviate some of the pressure off LeBron at that small forward spot. As you know, LeBron, for the last 8 years or so, he's been playing more than 110 games a year deep into June. So, any way to alleviate his pressure is really good for him. So I'm excited to see what they can do offensively. But defensively, can they do that? And is there enough time in the season? You know, I hope that LeBron, I haven't talked to him the last couple of days, but I'm pretty confident in the next week or so, especially during All-Star, while he's got so many things and commitments in Los Angeles, I'm pretty confident he'll be texting Jordan and Rodney and these new guys about, you know, where they have to go, offensive schemes. I'm sure texting some video clips. So I know he'll be very locked in with his new guys to really get him on the same page, even with this busy week coming ahead for him.
Jared, I've been asking all the national guys we've had on the show to sort of rate the trade. And obviously, I'm just curious, who do you think is the best player that they acquired yesterday?
I'm going to say it's Rodney Hood. I've watched this guy up close. I've interviewed him a ton. He's such a humble, down-to-earth, you know, Mississippi kid, all about basketball. He's really got no off-the-court stuff. He had a new baby this past year. He's very, very focused on basketball and family. So I love what he brings to the game. You know, when Gordon Hayward had his evolution, that became the focal point. But really, Ronnie was still a great sidekick, and he's fantastic off pick and rolls. He can shoot the corner three. He's very good attacking. He's got good mid-range and step back game. So I love what he brings. I think he'll be great at that three spot, like I said, helping LeBron, you know, get some more rest, which is important. So all the other guys are really great, too. I think they're going to bring a lot of versatility and transition and pace, and that's very important. When you think about the Warriors in the NBA, they like to control the pace. They are the best team in pace, in transition. And for the Cavs, getting these young guys, they'll be able to really focus on pace. And if it does become an NBA Finals matchup between the Warriors and Cavs, I like not how the Cavs do have some young guys that can help in that category with pushing it and really getting the Warriors on the backside and really struggling maybe defensively to maintain that speed. So we'll see. I do like it overall for the Cavs. I do especially like Rodney Hood.
Jared Zwirling's with us from SI. Jared, defensively, obviously, has been the Cavs' biggest problem. They've been the worst defensive team in the league. You know, based on the analytics, you know, most of these guys haven't been great defensively this year, outside of Larry Nance Jr. How much better are the Cavs defensively after this deal, you think?
Well, I think they'll be able to do some more switching. They'll be able to probably play perimeter rotations better. They're going to have more speed. It's going to take a lot of scouting reports and film sessions for sure. It's not going to come very naturally and easy. You know, also for Jordan and Larry and these guys, they've never played with a leader like LeBron James. So it'll be a very different transition now having LeBron as their leader in their ear. So I'm expecting some good things. I think they're going to be very locked in. You know, all these guys are coming to the Cavaliers with a very new direction. They were coming from teams, the Utah Jazz, the Lakers, and the Sacramento Kings, really, where they were not going to be really maybe even playoff teams this year. So now you're in the East. You have a chance to go to the NBA Finals. These guys are going to be really locked in and loaded. And I know with defense being a bit number one issue, I think they're going to be pretty good, and I think it's going to be a big emphasis for them. And again, because they're young, the key for the Cavaliers is to get stops and push the pace. They got to really maintain that, because against the Warriors, like I said, that's very important. The Warriors do a great job with defensive efficiency, especially with Kevin Durant being one of the best shot blockers in the league this year, which I never saw coming. But because the Warriors are so good on defense to transition, the Cavaliers have to be just as good or better in that category. So that's going to be a very big emphasis for the Cavs looking ahead.
Clarkson and Nance did spend a year with Kobe, right?
That's right. Yes, so they did. You know, yeah. Kobe, it was different, though, because Kobe was at the end of his career, really transitioning out. He had all his business stuff lined up. LeBron does, too, but his focal point is still the NBA Finals. When Kobe was there with Jordan and Larry, it was just trying to be at least a competitive team. But now it's completely different for these guys. It's NBA Finals or bust. That's how it is in Cleveland. That's how it is with LeBron James. He's the Michael Jordan of the 1990s. You got to go through him to get to the NBA Finals. He's done it the last 8 years or so. So that's how it works in Clevelandland. There's no other way.
Jared, did you, before these deals, did you think the Cavs were going to win the East? And who do you think is going to win the East now?
I thought they would still do it. I still thought that, you know, Tristan Thompson with the injury and Isaiah Thomas coming back in January, I thought that they just needed some little more time to get together on the same page, some more continuity. I thought they could do it. Obviously, Amon Shumpert's still out. So I was expecting that they would finally kind of get it together, and I was still very surprised, you know, even like that fourth quarter game against the Magic, you know, being up 21 points and losing that game. I mean, it started to become like, wow, this could really happen. The Cavaliers could really not be a top three seed, you know? So that's when I started thinking that maybe it's not going to happen. Now I'm more confident. I mean, the Celtics are so well coached with Brad Stevens, obviously, with their continuity, the same roster from the start of the year. You know, Kyrie Irving in the MVP conversation. The Raptors, you know, are an interesting team. You know, I at the end of the day, man, I still think LeBron just has the extra edge in what he does and how he changes the game and how smart he is. I think that's the biggest underrated thing about him, is just that he knows every team, every schematic thing. And if it is a Cavs-Celtics matchup, who knows Kyrie better than LeBron James? So I think the psyche that LeBron will have in that matchup will be very important. So now I'm extra confident. Now they have a lot of young guys. I think they'll be able to rest LeBron well better. But, you know, we're all going to be watching their defense. I don't think offense will be an issue at all. I think we're all going to be watching. Can they get it together? And especially in the NBA today with so much more pace and space and three-point shots, can they rotate well enough and quickly enough to stop those shots and get into the transition game? So we're going to find out very soon.
Jared Zwirling of Sports Illustrated is with us. Jared, nobody else, none of the other contenders made a move of significance at the trade deadline here. I guess I didn't really expect Houston or Golden State, but you know, some of the other teams, including Boston and Toronto, really did either very little or nothing. Did those teams drop the ball?
Well, I don't think the Warriors or Cavs did, or I'm sorry, the Warriors or Rockets did, obviously the top two teams in the Western Conference. So, I think teams, they're all scrambling right now to be like the Rockets and Warriors. Those are the two teams that really, I think, are the examples now in the NBA. They both play the best pace. They both hit the most threes. They also defend better, especially the Rockets. They are the better defensive team. So those are the templates. You know, the other teams, I think, are, you know, just trying to be where they are. The Raptors are the second team in the East right now. I think that they see themselves, you know what, the Cavaliers are making all these moves. The Celtics don't really have a lot of star power outside Kyrie Irving. You know, there's DeMar DeRozan, there's Kyle Lowry. Maybe we have enough star power to get through to the NBA Finals. So I'm not too surprised. You know, these teams feel like they have enough continuity, enough star power to maybe make a move. The Cavaliers had to do something. I think that was pretty evident with their injury situation, some of the age on that team. So, you know, like I said, man, the NBA is all about scramble mode right now. The Warriors and Rockets have changed the entire face of the NBA. What we're seeing is very historic. We never seen anything like this, not to mention four All-Stars in the Warriors and just how well the Rockets shoot and make threes, and just with James Harden and the MVP conversation at 32 points a game. It's just incredible. Like, the NBA is going to continue to change, and I think we're going to see a lot more turnover with rosters. I think we're going to see a lot less in-house development. I think it's going to be a difficult NBA. It's going to be a difficult and different NBA looking ahead because of what we're seeing at the very top of the league. It's just changed everything from historic proportions.
What's the future hold for Isaiah Thomas?
Well, we'll see because, you know, this year he came back still unhealthy, and, you know, we haven't seen the full Isaiah Thomas yet. So, and now Lonzo Ball is in L.A. So what's that going to look like? I still think Lonzo will be the starting point guard, and I think Isaiah will probably see him flourish as a scorer there. And we saw that in Boston, you know, around 28 points per game. So I'm curious to see how well he can be off the ball. You know, one thing about the NBA is that we've seen Chris Paul do a really nice job off the ball alongside James Harden. You know, Chris Paul is facilitating three-point shots. He's really off the dribble and doing his thing. So maybe Isaiah Thomas could take a page from Chris Paul, and that could be him in L.A. So the biggest thing, though, is that we haven't seen Isaiah Thomas at full health yet. You know, he came into a situation in Cleveland where he had to play alongside LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Kevin Love, and he wasn't really the number one option. He was the number one option in Boston. So, you know, it was a tough year for him, losing his sister, the injuries, not now a couple of trades. So if he can find some stability and find some health with that hip, I think he's going to be great in L.A. He's still young enough. He's still, I can tell you what, he's probably very determined and pissed off right now at how much he's gotten traded. So I'm sure once he's back and ready to go, I'm very excited. I think he's going to be ready to go. And it's L.A. You got celebrities sitting courtside. It's L.A., man. So I'm sure he'll be ready for the bright lights once he's back fully healthy.
We're talking with Jared Zwirling from Sports Illustrated. Jared, Bovada just released the odds on where LeBron James is going to play in the 2018-19 season. The Rockets are the favorites at 5-2. The Cavs a close second choice at 11-4. Lakers 5-1. Warriors 6-1. And then the Pistons, Sixers, T-Wolves, Spurs, Bucks, Knicks, all between 10-1 and 16-1. If you had $1,000, you had to bet. Who are you laying the money on?
Oh, where LeBron goes, man. Well, you know, I remember I'm from Miami, and I remember when he went from Cleveland to Miami in 2010, and the backlash and all that stuff. And you know, nowadays when players switch teams, they're, you know, fans are burning jerseys on social media. They get all the questions. You know, LeBron, I know he does not want to face anything like that again. And already he's already facing it now. All the questions he's getting is all about his future. And so now if he goes somewhere else, it's going to be all about his image and perception and all that stuff. And you know, I know legacy is very important to him. I know how much Cleveland means to him. Akron means to him. You guys are right there. You know, I don't have to tell you. But, you know, we'll see how this roster looks, man. You know, there's still plenty of season left. The Cavs are still number three seed right now. So it's still, hey, look, I'll put it this way. If you want to be in any conference, be in the East. The Rockets, like you mentioned, are in the West. You still got to go through the Warriors. So my thing is stay in the East. It's still a weaker conference. You know, other teams you might look at, maybe the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, probably the best 1-2 punch in the Eastern Conference. LeBron could be that third spot right there at that small forward. But we'll see, man. I don't personally see him leaving. I see him, you know, riding out Cleveland. And like I said, when I started the show, he's brought the stars to him. Kevin Love,
right.
Kyle Korver, Isaiah Thomas, now these four new guys. So the real general manager is LeBron in Cleveland. So if anything, I think he brings talent to him. I don't think he goes anywhere else. But they come to him, so that's how I see it.
Well, we're hoping you're right, Jared. We appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.